It's Thursday, the 15th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. AirConnect Namibia and Air Botswana will launch new flights connecting Windhoek to Moon, Kasane and Gaborone, with the Gaborone service extending to Durban. Starting in October 2024, these routes will strengthen business and leisure travel between Namibia, Botswana and South Africa. The Namibia Airports Company facilitating these operations said the initiative will increase air access to Namibia. NAC spokesperson Dan Kamati.
From the 1st of November 2024, Air Botswana will commence the Maun Windhoek route 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, while the Kasane Windhoek route also will start on the 1st of November 2024, 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. The Namibia Airports Company, together with all its local partners in the AirConnect Namibia project, are very excited about these new routes as they establish important links for business and leisure travelers and strengthen relations between the two neighboring countries.
The Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kalesh Letvine, is visiting the Omaheke and Ochodonjupa regions to engage with regional leaders, communal land boards, resettlement committees and farmers. During a community meeting in Leonardville, the minister discussed the Stamprit Aquifer, where he explained how underground mining can pollute water sources.
Every borehole requires a permit, and the permit has conditions, and these conditions include the amount that can be abstracted. In general, there is a prohibitive prohibition to pollute water resources. A permit to a borehole always includes aspects on possible pollution. And then there is a general provision that prohibits pollution as overall. We have a mining development here that makes use of the water resource. There is a possibility that we can mine in the aquifer. So we are not against development of these economic possibilities. But we must make sure that they don't put in jeopardy a principal enabler for life at all.
South Africa's Justice Department is refuting a report that the National Prosecuting Authority cannot access critical information relating to the state capture database. News 24 reports that this is due to a lack of maintenance by the ministry, which has affected the ability to fast-track cases relating to the alleged looting of the state. Investigative journalist and article writer Jeff Wicks explained his findings to Newsroom Africa.
Those claims are not my claims made up of the mayor. That's on the record comment from the National Prosecuting Authority telling us that the custodian of that database, which is the Department of Justice, failed to adequately maintain it, and thus all accessibility to that online archive has been lost. And that, in essence, deals a death blow to any future state capture prosecutions that are to take place and severely hampers those that are currently before court. You know, we've seen the Department of Justice statement trying to refute the claims we make in our story, and frankly, it's not worth the paper that it's written. It's heavy on sophistry and it's very light on substance. In that statement, they don't deny that that database is currently inaccessible. And the fact here is that technical issues relating to maintenance mean that that database cannot be accessed.
The former deputy superintendent of the Pakistani jail housing, former Prime Minister Imran Khan, has been taken into custody by authorities.
Officials allege the former deputy superintendent acted as a messenger facilitating communication for Khan within the jail. Scrutiny in Pakistan regarding cases involving the jailed former Prime Minister have intensified. Imran Khan is in jail facing multiple corruption charges, which he says are politically motivated cases. The cricketer turned politician and his party PTI secured a significant victory in general elections earlier this year and have accused the military of keeping Khan from power. Hera Mustafa in Islamabad.
And finally, South African Grammy Award-winning pop star Tyla's song Jump has been included in former U.S. President Barack Obama's annual summer playlist. The song has more than 140 million streams on Spotify. Other singers who landed on Obama's playlist include Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em, Billie Eilish's Chihiro, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, and Tony Richmond's Million Dollar Baby. Obama has curated and shared his summer playlist almost every year since 2015. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.